Ave Crux Spes Unica for April 6, 2019, in the voice of Moreau. My one companion is darkness, Psalm 88, verse 18. With these words, the psalmist perfectly describes the bittersweet phenomenon of the cross. Only when all of the people, things, and ideas in our lives are stilled and put to rest does a trustworthy guide for our spiritual journey emerge. The world wants us to think that it has all of the answers. Our so-called best friends want us to follow their advice. Our passions seem to change daily and lead us in circles. But a shadow is utterly consistent and dependable. The darkness of the cross has an unmistakable object, the living God. We need this darkness. We need its clarity. We need the cross. Without a systematic taming of our mental circus, the night is never born, and our lives remain confusing, fragmented, and directionless. Let us therefore literally break bread with the best companion we could ever have. Let us realize that the whole universe is bound together in this one single friend who has existed from the beginning of time, as we hear in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and who is our destiny, as we hear in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 23. Let us indeed marry ourselves to that dark night and live. Ave Crux Spes Unica. And the Holy Cross Educator's response. In Matthew's Gospel, the Lord consoles, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. All Holy Cross schools operate out of a set of core values with a preferential option for the poor. Blessed Moreau counsels his educators, quote, "If at times you show preference for any young people, they should be the poor, those who have no one else to show them preference, those who have the least knowledge, those who lack skills and talent, and those who are not Catholic or Christian. If you show them greater care and concern, it must be because their needs are greater, and because it is only just to give more to those who have less, seeing in all only the image of God imprinted within them, like a sacred seal you prefer at all cost." End quote. Notice that Moreau says nothing about the material poor. His concern is for the poverty of lack of love, of lack of emotional and spiritual balance, of lack of moral awareness, of lack of knowledge. These are the pupils to whom preference must be given. These are all of the students we find in our classrooms. This compassion is predicated upon the fact that teachers have the competence to identify these forms of poverty and the courage to embrace them. Moreau further cautions, quote, "Never forget that all teaching lies in the best approach to an individual student," end quote. As educators and formators, we become the redeeming Lord when we labor for students who are weary and overburdened. For students whose minds roil with attempting to measure up to so many hedonistic templates that are truly confusing, fragmented, and directionless. To, quote, "marry ourselves to that dark night and live," end quote, is the only guaranteed method through which we become Christ the Light, Christ the Consoler, Christ the Redeemer for all our students. Ave Crux, Spes Unica.